Wow, Chris, look at that, the sky above those trees.
Oh, Matthew, that is a swarm of bees. And I can hear them from here.
It's a constant buzz. We're standing at a respectful distance. But it does look like one of those 1980s horror pictures. I think there was one called The Swarm.
Wow. So what's happened is we're quite near some beehives, about 50, 60 yards away. It's a hot, hot day. And the old queen has decided to desert the hive. And there'll be some young queens in their hive, which are just coming out of the cell. You only have one queen in a colony. And then that young queen will fly off and get mated with drones, hopefully. And the old queen will start up a new colony somewhere. So the bees are following her. And then they'll settle and form, which they're beginning to do. I think we can go a bit closer.
Famous last words.
They're usually in holiday mood. So that's one good piece of news. They'll all have filled up their honey stomachs.
Rat is chancing his arm. Look, he's under the tree there.
No, that's where we'll be in a minute.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, the sky is full of... Well, I'd say they look angry to me because they're flying very fast.
No, they're not. They're all in holiday mood. If either of us gets stung, I would be really surprised. We're about 12, 15 feet from them. And the noise is incredible. That's one of the absolutely amazing sights of nature and natural history. So she will be there somewhere. They will now form a kind of football around her. And then once it's all settled in, you can gradually see they're getting closer and closer to the tree where she is. And then after it's settled down, bees will fly out from where she is, and they're called scout bees, and they'll be looking for something like a woodpecker hole, an old empty hive, or somewhere suitable for them to start the new colony off with the old queen. And then they start very quickly building new cells. She will lay eggs in those, and that's the foundation of the next colony. But that's a sight for sore eyes. Just amazing. Oh, I can just begin to see the actual football forming just on the left-hand branch in there. I think we can go a bit closer. Come on, gudgeon.
My insurance.
Oh, yes, there it is.
Oh, there we are.
Yeah, there you are.
Yes, it's forming quite well now.
Yes, it is. And they're only interested in all those workers will support her. They're all got their tummies full of honey, which they took from the hive that they've left, whichever hive it is. And you're absolutely being spoilt. This was completely by chance. I couldn't plan this, because what we've done is come into an area successional woodland on the farm here, where there's a few bee colonies from local beekeepers. I try and help them, and as a reward I get a little bit of honey given back to me. And what I was hoping to plan to do is to come and visit the conifer trees here and just examine what they're up to. And we can actually go up to the tree now. I feel quite confident, and I'm going to show you what's happened at this time of the year. And with the buzz above our head, I'm very confident that I can explain what's happened, because pine trees come from the northern part of the UK. We also call this particular one the Scots pine, and it does something unusual in May and June and just into July, and it produces all its growth in one quick burst, because northern summers are quite short and fleeting. And I must explain, everybody, Matthew's face is pointing upwards. Come on, gudgeon, pay attention, look, to what I'm doing here. This is this year's growth, and it's nearly a foot long. And then from last year's growth, you will see there will be male catkins coming out of this particular tree, and it will yield huge amounts of pollen. And the female parts of the tree will have little red tips on, and that's the female bit. And then eventually, and this is one of this year's cones here, already forming, quite small, about 1.5 inches long. And that cone will be on this tree for perhaps 3 years. So it takes 3 years to ripen. It's green at the moment, very hard. And you can see some older ones higher up in the tree. Yep, that's one. Excellent. You found one that's dropped off. Yeah. Now, cones have a special trick, and this one is rock hard. You can see. And it's opened up all the little bracts here, and the seeds have already gone. Now, besides, I might find one if we're lucky. Oh, goodness. Yeah, I have. I just pulled one back, and you can see this little paper-like structure just in there. That is a pine seed that will form a new pine tree. Don't keep looking up there at those bees. Look, they've nearly disappeared. They're all in the top of the tree. They're not going to bother about us. They're looking for a new home.
Very attractive things, pine cones.
They absolutely are, aren't they? So these are the bracts, and this is a spent cone. So before this happens, because we've got some hot, dry weather, all these bracts open up on the cones. They've got four sides, and they release the seeds. And this area of woodland has all been wind pollinated, because the pollen blows, fertilizes the female catkins. And then the next thing is, when these cones open up on hot summer days like we have at the moment, the seeds then drop out, they blow away, and then you have these, they land on the ground if the habitat is right. And it's really unusual to see a self-seeded pine plantation, which this now is.
Basically, you just left this field absolutely to its own devices.
That sounds as though I'm being lazy, but it's called successional woodland, and it's really, really beautiful. It's as nature intended. And these, not like the pine trees that you would see in a regimented rows down at Thetford Chase, planted by the Forestry Commission, which are dark and damp and pretty horrible. These are well spaced out. They've got branches right down at the bottom. So we're about 10 foot away from the trunk, and I've got hold of the branch, and it's down at ground level. So really beautiful. So, yeah, so, and you get that lovely pine smell as well at this time of the year in the heat of the day. So that's a little bit of the secret of the cones. You can see them hanging all downwards at the moment, and they're all this year's cones going to come. They spend between 3 and even 4 years on the tree before the one you found, which had dropped on the ground, has actually finished its life cycle. But let's just move around a little bit. Are you feeling more confident now in my prediction that you wouldn't get stung?
Oh, wow, look at that. That has grown to big proportion.
Yeah.
Yep. That is the ball on one of the branches.
Yes.
Do they like the resin that this tree produces?
No, nothing at all to do with that. They're not interested in the resin. They will take a form of resin, particularly from poplar trees, and they will use that if they find a woodpecker hole and the hole's too big. They will cement the front of the hole up, and it's got a special name, this sticky brown material. It's called propolis, and it comes from the Latin. Pro means in front, and opolis means city, so it's in front of the city, which relates to their nest. So they've nearly all settled in now, and this would be the time of day when you would get a stepladder and a cardboard box, and you would climb up there. You would give the branch a quick karate chop like that, and the bees would all drop off into the box. You'd put the box at the bottom of the tree. Hopefully you've got the queen in it, and she will think, oh, this is my new home, and all's well. And I was taught to do it without a veil and gloves on by the beekeeper at the local college, Mr. Fred Richards. But I made a horrendous mistake once, because I advertised in the local paper wanted swarms. I was just starting my beekeeping career off, and I got a call from a gentleman on the outskirts of Norwich, somewhere called Cantley. The little village was called Limpenhoe. And he said, I've got a swarm at the end of my garden. You can come and get that damn thing out of the way. So I went over very confident. But one thing he hadn't told me, it had been there a week. And the bees were rather grumpy. I know I ended up in A&E. I won't ever do that again.
I suppose you learn from experience,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, you do. So there we are.
That's a wonderful sight, though, Chris. Yep. Thanks for showing me that.
Yeah, you're very, very spoilt. One of the miracles of nature.
So how grumpy are these going to get?
No, they're very happy at the moment.
No, but how long will it last?
They'll certainly last a week. If we just move round, that is the most perfect large swarm. Can you see?
Oh, wow.
That's
the tree nearly, is crawling with...
nearly 2 foot long, the swarm. The branch is so heavy with bees that it's actually starting to lean out from the tree, and the bottom of the swarm is nearly a foot across. That's one of the largest swarms I've ever seen. Honeybees, Apis mellifluor, a stunning sight, and they're all in holiday mode.
I'm going to buzz off in a minute, I think.